Next report at 12:33. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5. Here we are back at St. Barnabas Medical Center, having a great time. Having a great time. But we're with me right now, a philanthropist that is a phenomenal human being. And Mr. Cooperman, I want to welcome you to the show and listeners. And listening to your speech that you just did right here at the Pavilion at St. Barnabas, it was an amazing why you gave so much back here to the St. Barnabas.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I feel privileged and honored and blessed.
Well, it really is. This is a gorgeous facility. It's going to help so many. And you were very, when looking to give, you said, I wanted to help people that were going to continue to help people.
When the project was in its incubation phase, they were looking for a leadership gift. They came to me. They asked me for a number. I gave them the number. And as I said a few minutes ago, when I look at this facility, what they've created, they didn't ask me for enough.
Yeah, wow.
It's just a beautiful facility. You don't want to go to hospitals. If you go to a hospital, you want to visit a friend. Yeah, and that's the second best thing. And the worst thing is if you're here yourself. But this is a place when people come in, they're not going to want to leave.
Well, it really is a tribute to you and your family.
Not really. There are many people in the community stepped up. We had the financial capacity to make the leadership gift, and we're on it. It wasn't always that way. As I said earlier, I'm the first generation of my family born in America, yeah. First generation to go to college. I started my career in Wall Street with a negative net worth and a six-month-old kid who's now over 50, and I've made some money, and I've taken the Warren Buffett pledge. I'm giving all my money back to society. And the truth of the matter is, I can't find many better institutions to support than St. Barnabas that does so much for the local community.
Well, they really do. And St. Barnabas and all the RWJ facilities, they all step up to help everybody in need. And it's good to see that you're paying it forward in the community. And the people that are going to enter here, the 114 patients and the neonatal care and the diagnostic facility that they have here is going to be a tribute to helping those that need it the most. So.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope the census stays low and people stay healthy.
You're darn right. Mr. Okay. Cooperman, a pleasure to meet you. Leon Cooperman, ladies and gentlemen, named after the Pavilion for it. Now back to more hits on New Jersey's biggest radio station, New Jersey 101.5.
Big Joe Henry.